Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Some severe weather today hitting a big part of the country. Heavy rain and dangerous flooding struck the southeast. We're hearing reports of two possible weather-related deaths in Kentucky, one in Georgia. In Jerusalem, a visit by Secretary of State Rubio. He met with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Secretary Rubio and I discussed President Trump's bold vision for Gaza, for Gaza's future, how we can work together to ensure that that future becomes a reality.
Border czar Tom Homan talked about the Trump administration's mass deportation plan on CNN.
Rather than one man arresting one bad guy in a jail, we got to send a whole team to the field to find somebody that doesn't want to be found. And so it's hard work, but we're not giving up. We're coming.
He says about 14,000 migrants have been arrested since the president took office 4 weeks ago. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
So what do you play after Valentine's Day? Same thing, what do you play after Christmas, New Year? The day after, week after Valentine's Day blues? Let's see what we can come up with. Good morning, everybody. I'm Lou Regani, and the music of the star. Cole Porter wrote this. Pee-wee Hunt.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries across the area. Any accumulation, though, not much more than a dusting. We'll see high temperatures actually falling today, so the warmest part in the early parts of the day will be near 10 degrees by the end of the afternoon and gusty northwest winds. Right now, it's 16.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save!
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores!
stars, the tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids.
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. Doorworks for the win.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend's headlines and give a preview to the spring primary election on Tuesday. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio. WFHR.
The Music of the Stars back on the air. Our final hour for this Sunday. We're on the air till high noon central. On the Civic Media Radio Network.
When they begin, they'll begin. Oh, yes. begin, when they begin, the begin, when they begin.
One of the great, great standards. Begin the begin.
Come on.
Severinsen. Never get tired of hearing that. Cole Porter, begin the game. Look at that.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Okay.
Is it ever?
That is good stuff. Sit down.
Standing ovation. That's the Carson theme with lyrics. Thank you. Michael Bublé. The music of the stars.
Funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Valentine's Day. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change a hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, I stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
What do you follow up with that? I think Sauter Finnegan. Music of the Stars, Bublé. What a band. Thank you. Sauter Finnegan.
They say, you know when you know, so let's face it, you had me at hello, hesitation never helps, how could be? Two lonely hearts is all that it takes. Now, baby, you're on my mind every night, every day. Good vibrations getting loud. How could this be anything, anything else? When all I dream of is your eyes, all I long for is your touch. And darling, something tells me that's enough.
$3 indeed. You can take him back.
love? Does it fall from skies above? Is it underneath the willow tree that I've been dreaming of? Where is she? Who I close my eyes to see? Will I ever know the sweet hello that's meant for only and say where she may hide? Must I travel far and wide till I am beside the someone who I can mean something to?
Me. There's so many people that are alone and not as fortunate as we are. So I can't help but think of that wonderful song from Oliver, composer Lionel Bart wrote. It reminds us of the best gift, that when you give, that's how you really get. That's when you get a real gift. Like, does it fall from skies above? Is it underneath the willow tree that I've been dreaming of? Where is she? close my eyes to see. Will I ever know the sweet hello that's meant for only me? Who can say where she may hide? Must I travel far and wide till I am beside the someone who I can mean something to?
Now, Bobby Darin, Richard West in the orchestra, the music of the stars.
There must be a place where love has gone, a bright, shiny world, somewhere where love has gone. Where dreams and desires as cold as yesterday's fires start to blaze anew. There must be a star gleaming in space that doesn't grow dim with each last embrace. They say love's gone when it goes, and I'm naive, I suppose. There may not be such a place, there may not be such a star, but still my fool of a heart just leads me on. It wants to be there, there with you, where love has gone.
Oscar nominee.
There must be a place where love has gone, a bright, shiny world, somewhere where love has gone, where dreams and desires as cold as yesterday's fires start to blaze anew. There must be a star gleaming in space that doesn't grow dim with each last embrace. They say love's gone when it goes, and I'm naive, I suppose. There may not be such a place, there may not be such a star, but still my fool of a heart just leads me on. It wants to be there with you, where love has gone to that bright and shiny where love has gone to that gone forever world. Where love has gone.
Nobody better than Jack Jones.
When love goes, I feel a ribbon of fire raging from my head to my toes. It's like burning alive when love goes. When love of an open heart that suddenly closed. It's like dying inside when love goes.
Well, we can't leave it at that, can we?
And how can I breathe when the air goes with you?
So let's go to Mario Lanza. This was written just for Mario.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
High post, Williams, fade away, 15th quarter is through. Douglas down to one, Douglas flips it up at the free throw line, and it's good. On a driving shot there by Hallie Douglas.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
A big game for Wisconsin if they're going to make the Big Ten tournament, as today the Badgers travel to Happy Valley and the Bryce Jordan Center to take on the Penn State Lady Lions. Good afternoon and welcome to our broadcast, along with our producer Aisha Jackson, Reed Magnum filling in for John Audius. Both of these teams spent a struggle in the Big Ten slate. Wisconsin comes in 11-14 overall, but they are just 2-12 in Big Ten games. And for Penn State, 10-15 overall, but 1-13 in the conference. They have lost six straight games. The Penn State team that last year won nine conference games and looked to be a program more on the up and up for this year, it's been a different story. And so for both these teams, fighting to try and make it into the postseason with the West Coast former Pac-12 teams joining the Big Ten conference, only the top 15 teams are going to make the Big Ten tournament. Right now, Wisconsin sits at 14th place, 2-12. Rutgers is 2-12 and Purdue 2-12. And then under them, Northwestern and Penn State, 1-11 and 1-13 respectively. So for the Badgers, so key to get that third conference victory. And of course, if you lose to Penn State, not only would each have two conference wins, Penn State would then also own that tiebreaker. There's a lot of math that goes into this, but the important thing for the Badgers today, try and get that third Big Ten conference win and get some momentum as you get close to the end of the regular season. Coming up, we're going to have our pregame show. We're going to talk with the head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. We're going to talk to her about how much is the team focusing on the Big Ten tournament. We'll also get a scout of the Lady Lions. We'll take a look at the Badger notebook, and of course, we'll take our spin around the Big Ten. Wisconsin at Penn State this afternoon. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example: mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like, my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr. Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Our pregame show continues. Wisconsin at Penn State. We're visiting with the head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. Coach, of course, I have to ask you about Sarah Williams, only the second Badger in history to record 200 blocks. And she's not even through her junior season. And there's so much she has to do offensively, and she's getting double teamed, if not triple teamed. With all that's expected of her and what she faces on the offensive side, why is she able to still be so effective defensively?
I think she is, you know, some of that is just instinctual, right? She just got pretty good instincts. I think oftentimes with post players, you start your game is more geared on the defensive end before you really start to develop your offense. And so I think that's something that she's always been able to do really well. And she's got great length. She has great, you know, quickness. And I think there's an intimidation factor there, especially if you've played against her or if you haven't, recognizing like how quickly she can get to the ball and rotate over.
I was looking through the last half dozen box scores from your team's games, and I know you've been asked this in press conferences, but you've got the slow start and then the much improved second quarter. And I wanted to ask you if there's something you were talking to the team about between the first and second. Are players a little overamped in the first quarter? Have you been able to get a sense? Are you making adjustments as a coaching staff? Why that second quarter is so much more effective than the first?
Yeah, you know, that is something I've talked to our players about quite a bit. I think I do think that there's a little bit of we're pretty Like adrenaline's going pretty quick in the first quarter. And, you know, we've gotten some easy open looks and quite a few of these games and missed them and then gotten down early. And so I think that's kind of been the story of it. And so just talking about like really settling in and being able to control not only our emotions, but the tempo and get ourselves easy scores and then be able to kind of go from there. Because, you know, when we have done that, it's obviously proven to be pretty successful for us. And so and also just really reinforcing, like, we've got to put together four great quarters, right? We can't put together a second and fourth or, you know, a third and part of the first. And, you know, like, it's got to be where we're putting all four together in order to obviously come out on top.
We're talking with the head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. One more for you, Coach. This game obviously has huge implications on securing a Big Ten tournament berth. You've said that is the mission at this point in the season. How much do you want your players focusing on that? Would you rather them not and treat it like any other game? How much do you want them focusing on? It's pretty obvious here. This one has a big implication on you guys getting to that postseason play.
I think, at this stage and with this group, we're very honest and also, like, really, we've talked about it. We talk about going into someone else's home court, their hunger in order to try to get this W. And then obviously for us, we've said that from the beginning, you know, only 15 teams get in, that we want to be one of those 15 teams and that we've got this basically, we control our own destiny in some ways with that. And so we've got to be able to control those things that we can control and making sure we execute, making sure we're locked into the game plan, making sure we play with a sense of urgency. I don't want them to have fear, but I definitely want us to have a sense of urgency and understand what is in store and what is in front of us and that it's ours for the taking.
That's the head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. Coming up next, we'll get a scout of Penn State and the Lady Lions, Wisconsin, in Happy Valley this afternoon. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more,
and cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Our pregame show continues, Wisconsin taking on Penn State. So let's get a scout of the Lady Lions. Yesterday, I got a chance to visit with associate head coach Margaret McKeon. She had the scout. Every coach has a scout specifically where they look at an upcoming team. And she said the biggest thing offensively Penn State's going to want to do, Gracie Merkel, is a challenge. She is 6'6", and she has tremendous size inside. The offense, when it's going well, it runs through her. She has five straight games scoring at double figures, coming off a 15-point, 10-rebound game against Illinois, her 11th double-double of the season, and 66% field goal percentage, fifth best in the nation, and that's the best in the Big Ten Conference. So that's going to be the Sarah Williams matchup that we're going to really be watching throughout this game. And I asked Coach, how is she going to handle that? And she said, well, we're going to front her, given that she's 6'6". Now, Sarah's 6'4", so size, but the difference is Sarah has better footwork. She's faster, and so the Badgers are going to try and take advantage of that. Other player offensively for Penn State you got to watch out for, Mariah Murray. She is a redshirt sophomore. She has made 67 threes. That's the best in the conference, and when she does get to the free throw line, she is a 96% free throw shooter. She has made 24 of her 25 free throws this season. She'll quarterback the offense for Penn State. I also asked Coach about defensively, what do you see? She said, we see everything. They will do different things when they want to press. They will do all these different things. Zone, demand, they throw a lot of things at you. So it's been a full scout for Wisconsin to prepare for, but also the Badgers know they got to play their game. Coach McKeon said, look for Ronnie Porter to have a big opportunity in this game from a scoring standpoint. The Badgers, Ronnie Porter, a junior, averaging just over 8 points per game. That's a scout of Penn State. We'll take another break. We'll come back and we'll look at the Badger Notebook. Wisconsin in Happy Valley to take on the Lady Lions. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin and Penn State battling it out. Big implications for a Big Ten tournament berth. Only the top 15 of the 18 conference teams make it. Right now, if the season ended right this moment, Wisconsin would be in. Just two conference wins for the Badgers, obviously taking on a team with just one conference win in Penn State. So this is going to be a bit of a challenge for the Badgers to try and get in this tournament. If they can't win today, it'll be really difficult. So huge from that standpoint. Let's talk about Sarah Williams here also for the Badger Notebook, averaging 19.1 points per game and almost 10.5 rebounds per contest. She is one of just two players nationally with at least 18.5 points and 10 rebounds per contest. Anissa Morrow, the great LSU product, the only other player. She scored 20-plus points in six of her last nine games, only the second Badger since 2000 to average 18-plus points per game, joining Jolene Anderson. So for Wisconsin to have a player like Sarah Williams, her caliber, doing what she's doing, this is another game where Wisconsin's going to need a big output from Sarah Williams. Let's look at the Badger Notebook. We'll take a spin around the Big Ten, tell you about other conference games going on today, and we'll get ready for the tip-off. The Badgers at Penn State. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizza.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first-ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in the generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives, thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Wisconsin at Penn State. Before we continue with the pregame, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for legal ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Take our spin around the Big Ten here. Starters are being announced at the Bryce Jordan Center. 2 o'clock today, Minnesota has Oregon in Minneapolis at Williams Arena. Nebraska goes to Illinois for a 4 o'clock tip. 6 o'clock tonight in the West Coast, 6th-ranked USC is at Washington. And 8 o'clock tonight, 22nd-ranked Michigan State at number one, UCLA. That's our spin around the Big Ten. When we come back, we'll get you starters in the tip-off. Wisconsin at Penn State. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866.